You know, my favorite type of weed was cocaine.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
You know, so your ex-girlfriend's mom and dad allowed you to move into the house, and now you've started this hobby with your ex-girlfriend and her friend, the three of you out shopping. You know what they're doing? They're flirting with you, but you're too worried about how many dollars you're going to save on Kleenex to realize that.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and beautiful co-host, Kristen Joy Honley. Best to you, Chris A.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. We have a new king. All hail the king.
God save the king.
God save the king, or all hail the king?
I think it's God save the king.
Yeah, I think hail has a different leader in European history.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a snooze fest.
I know.
Who fucking cares?
I know.
Honestly.
I said the same thing to Jeff. I kept getting it all throughout my news feed, and I was like, I could literally care less.
I could care less.
About
the queen, I was
that
like.
That being said, I watched stuff on it later. But
did you watch the thing?
I mean, I watched a little bit of it because I wanted to see Prince Louis.
Who's Prince Louis? What's that?
He's Kate Middleton.
Oh, he's Kate Middleton's kid?
Yes. Yeah, he's the third one, and he's so funny.
Is he cute?
He's cute.
Yeah.
And he does these faces where he doesn't care either.
You know what Astrid said to me? Kate Middleton has not. Listen, I don't want this to sound like I'm not hating. I am an old man, so I'm not hating, and I'm just repeating what I heard. But Astrid said she didn't think that. She thought that Kate had really aged because of all the stress of being in the family. And she showed some like pictures, like, you know, before and after. And,
yeah, I'm
and
sure.
And I agree. It's kind of like being the president. You know, everyone
right.
goes gray. It doesn't
yep.
matter how young you are.
Yep.
Remember Obama, that young spry kid who went into the office and then 8 years later came out a 90-year-old man?
Yes.
Look at Bill Clinton. He's like bones now. He doesn't.
I know.
And he was getting blowjobs. That guy was getting blowjobs during his term. I just don't care. I cared about the queen, and I don't know why I cared about the queen. I guess because everybody else cared about the queen, but the queen to me seemed like a fixture. She was a fixture, and yeah, there was some really shitty stuff that happened under her tenure, having to do with whatever their, you know, the
colonization.
The colonization and the big long arms of the UK mm-hmm. law or whatever, I don't know. But something about the queen, I think because I'm invested, like I got invested in that show, and then I thought everything
course.
She did was very
the
interesting.
Crown.
But Charles just seems like a snooze fest.
Yeah.
So then I watch this documentary that happens the night of, I didn't actually watch any of the coronation. I just saw the pictures and stuff and how, the king treated his son exactly like a king should treat his son by putting him in the 15th row of his own coronation.
I know.
That Harry, he's fucked.
I know.
He's
he jumped on a plane and headed back right away.
I would too.
Yeah.
They're evicting him from his house. They get his fifth row in the coronation. There are... Who was that guy who's touching all the little girls? Prince Andrew. Prince Andrew was further up front than Harry. And he's arguably might be a pedophile. And
yes.
It's unbelievably how these people treat their family in such a public way that there's nothing but hurt that can come from it, including Harry. I got a little advice for Harry. Dear Harry, it's Brian at the commercial break. I know you're angry, and I know Netflix came to you with a whole fucking shit ton of money and put it right down on your lap and said, here, this is because you're never going to get any of your dad's money. We'll fill the gap, and you can do five different seasons of Growing Up Harry or whatever it was. It's a snooze fest, Harry. It's just the way that families operate. Brothers have fights. Fathers make mistakes. Mothers aren't always the best. Stepmothers, no one likes. So forget it. No one likes Camilla anyway, so it doesn't really matter. And while I don't want to demean anything that happened to Meghan, that's whatever happened to her from racial overtones.
The whole thing seems traumatic.
It seems way
just
dramatic.
To be dramatic and traumatic.
Traumatic?
Just to be involved in that whole family.
I agree.
Yeah.
But Harry could have run to California. He probably still could have had a lot of money from a Netflix deal just to film them walking around the house. People would have been interested in that. They could have been the next Kardashians, minus dragging everybody else into it. And I think he really kind of, like, I kind of think he fucked himself.
Yeah.
I don't know that he'll ever be invited back to all the parties and all the galas. And maybe he doesn't want that.
I don't think he wants it.
But don't you at least want a relationship with your brother and your father?
Yeah, hopefully that, will be mended. But if not, I don't care.
Harry. Yeah, I don't either. It'll make for good sun times father. Harry, when Netflix inevitably pulls your deal, when they inevitably pull your deal and you're looking for a place to air your grievances, the commercial break is the place to air your grievances.
We're ready for you.
I'm ready for you, Harry. I know you did Oprah and then Oprah again.
The next logical step is
the commercial break. That's right. Yeah, I can't tell you how many guests have been went from straight from Oprah to the commercial break. As a matter of fact, our next studio is going to be on the lot with Oprah. Of Harpo Studios. Now, we'll be in the back near the dumpsters, and we won't have permission probably to film anything, but we'll be there. I actually went to the Oprah Studios. Did I tell you that?
You did?
Yeah, Harpo? I went to the Oprah Studios. Yeah, in my daytime job, which is kind of like my other daytime
job. Oh, you did
job.
Tell me that.
I did. I went to the new Oprah Studios. I didn't actually get to see anything
this
interesting.
This was out in California.
Yeah, it was out in Cali. Mm-hmm. It was big. And beautiful. It's amazing. Those studios out in California are huge. And they just have endless streams of money, it seems like, because they gave Harry $100 million for that shit? Really?
I think that covers his security detail. That was the thing.
Do you think like Harry and Meghan go to Starbucks on their own? Do you think they can go into a Starbucks over where they live in California?
Probably not.
No?
No.
No, they probably have to have some assistant or something go get them a cup of coffee, huh?
Yeah.
Do you think the assistant tips the people at Starbucks?
Yes.
She does?
I would hope so.
Yeah. Because if it ever gets back that's the assistant buying coffee on behalf of Meghan and Harry, then she didn't tip, it's going to be a big story.
Yeah.
But I think the tipping is getting a little out of hand.
Well, I have to say, I was buying it. First of all, it was my grandfather's 91st birthday this past weekend. So we went
Happy
up
birthday,
and we,
Papa
and he's
Joe.
Italian. And so my sister and I thought, and what do you get a 91-year-old man? It's so hard.
An extra day
at
of life?
Yeah. At that point, you know, they've got everything. You've bought everything for them over the years. So we thought, well, he loves Italian stuff. Let's get him a big basket full of Italian goods. You know, some good olive oil, balsamic vinegar, some pastas, some sauces, all that kind of stuff. So I went to this Italian place here in Atlanta. It's excellent. But speaking of tipping, they spin the thing around.
Okay.
And, you know, I just automatically want to go to 20%. But then I was like, wait, I'm just buying retail here. And so I went to 10. I don't know.
And
Jeff was like, why did you even tip on that? It's just, you were just.
I know.
You picked out everything and took it to the counter.
I know. It's getting crazy,
I'm like,
guys.
Well, I don't know. I feel bad.
A tip. Tips. To ensure prompt service,
right.
As someone pointed out to me. I think I've told this story before.
And we did not receive prompt service at this place either.
Well, listen, because there's a difference when you're getting paid $2.36 an hour, and the social contract is, if you give me prompt service, I will then give you a little additional cash for your troubles, because you're really just renting this space from a restaurateur, and what you make of it is what you make of it, and then the restaurateur just gives you enough to pay your taxes, essentially, was what happened with this $2.13 or whatever it is they get paid, the waiters, the minimum wage for waiters, wait staff. When you say to ensure prompt service, and then someone's already getting paid a salary or an hourly salary, I feel a little conflicted because, you know, I like the people at my Starbucks. I always give them a tip because I like them and they do give me prompt service.
Yeah.
But if I walk into like a random Starbucks and they just make my coffee for me, I feel conflicted. While I always tip, I still feel conflicted because 3 years ago, I didn't have to give a tip at Starbucks. It was built into the cup of coffee, the $6 I'm paying for fucking coffee. It's unbelievable. And now that is happening every single place we go. I think it's gotten a little bit out of control. I think we have a little bit of what we refer to in the marketing business as scope creep. Like, we've creeped outside of the initial scope of tipping. And now we're in a whole new universe where anybody who has a job thinks they deserve a tip because we are training them to think they deserve a tip. That's not how it was when I grew up. And if you're in the service industry, if you're delivering my pizza, I get it. If you're delivering my Uber food, I get it. If you're driving me around in an Uber, I don't really get it, but I tip because that's just a custom.
Yeah.
If I'm pumping gas on my own and then I go in to pay for it and it wants to give 20% to the guy who's standing behind the cashiers making $20 an hour, I just don't see the reason why I should be tipping those people. And it's happening everywhere.
I know.
Everywhere. We went to, was it Pottery Barn or somewhere, Gap for Kids? Or we went to some shit and I pay for it. And this asking me if I want a tip.
Was it the thing that swings around?
It was, you mean the
Where it flips around. And
yeah, that's the whatever they call it. I get it. It's a screen and it flips yes. around and then it says, you want to add 20%?
Yes.
Yeah. And this wasn't that kind. This is just like one of those little things. And then it says on there, you know, add tip, 15, 20%, 30%, more, more. No one helped me at Gap for Kids. They ignored me. They largely ignored me until they said, hello, are you ready to check out? And then they beep, beep, beep. I mean, really, is that hard? Honestly? $40.65, please. Oh, thanks very much. Would you like to add a $42.60 tip? For what? It's for the staff. For the staff doing what? Folding the clothes? Isn't that their job? I thought that was their job. I don't get it.
It's confusing.
It's confusing. I thought we were going to take a step back from tipping. I thought Tom Colicchio, this guy on Top Chef, mm-hmm. he started he went to this no tipping policy in his restaurants, and I thought we were going to go that direction.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Charge me more.
Bill it in.
Bill it in.
Yep.
That way no one gets fucked. The wait staff never gets fucked. And while it may cause issues with certain human beings who feel like they can be lazier because they're already earning that money, you go over to Europe and that's the way it works.
Mm-hmm.
And I very rarely over there have had a meal where I didn't think the service was okay, at least okay. As a matter of fact, when I try and tip over there, some people tell me, no, put it away. I was at the top of the Eiffel Tower and I had a fight with the guy because I was trying to give him cash and he was like, I'm offended. You're offended? I'm trying to give you more money. This is my job, sir. My job. I take it. I have pride in my job. Don't piss on me with your $100 in cash. Please gently put it in my back pocket and don't tell anybody. So I think we got to slow down on the scope creep with the tipping because not everything in the world needs to be tipped on. Right. If you're already making a good paycheck and I know that some people make better hourly than others. Let's not parse the argument. The argument is if you're already making an hourly wage,
a living wage,
then I'm not sure we should be tipping. And let's ask a real question. Let's say 200 people go into a Starbucks in the course of a day, 200, and they all tip a dollar. It's $200 and there's 10 people working there. It's 20 extra dollars. Why not do this? Why not Starbucks? Why don't you give a bonus pool at the end of the day for good service and everyone doing great? And then when instead of putting a tip, I'll put a 5 stars. Give me stars. And mm-hmm. let me tell you how well you did. And then if you get 5 stars, then Starbucks gives you a little bonus check at the end of the month or at the end of the week. Mm-hmm. And that way, Starbucks can eat the cost. You want to know why? Starbucks doesn't seem to be hurting for money. Brian, on the other hand, is working overtime making this stupid fucking podcast. No one's paying me anything. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, Chrissy.
But I'll give you 5 stars for that, Brian.
Chrissy, I would expect that if you had listened to an episode of The Commercial Break, and then I said, here, it's time to check out. Like, you know. What kind of tip would you give The Commercial Break? What kind of tip would you give me as the host of The Commercial Break?
Oh, I'd give you a good 30%.
30%? That's incredible. Wow. Mm-hmm. Jeez.
I know you're starving.
I was thinking you would
get
12. I
know your children are starving.
My children. My 5 to 7 kids don't know where their next meal is coming from. And that's kind of the truth. So, well, we know it's coming from. We just don't know when it's coming.
Yeah.
But I will tell you this right now. 30% is a great tip.
It is.
Thank you, Chrissy. I appreciate
You're
it.
Welcome.
I was thinking about giving you 12, but I'm bumping it up to 15 after that comment.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, people see me coming in a restaurant, they see a sucker. They're like, because I can never look at a restaurant the way everybody else looks at a restaurant because they spend so much time there. So for me, 30% is kind of it's like not the minimum tip I would give. 20% is the minimum.
Standard.
But it's pretty standard.
Yeah.
I'll give 30%. 80% of the time, mm-hmm. I give 30%.
Yep.
And then if for some reason something went wrong and I feel like it was the fault of the wait staff, like they were not attending to us quickly enough or whatever. We went to this one restaurant one time and this girl had no other tables but us. That restaurant was fucking empty. Really nice restaurant here in town in a lull between lunch and dinner. They begrudgingly sat us at the end of the lunch shift. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
They begrudgingly... If you're open till 3, you're open till 3. If I come in at 2:37, serve me. Right?
Correct.
Okay. So 2:37, they sit us, piss, you know, the everybody pissing and moaning about it, mm-hmm. obviously. So it's already uncomfortable.
It's about to be shift change.
Yeah, it's about to be. Yeah, she's about to get off work. She's the closer, so she's got to stay till the last table.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this girl largely ignored us the entire time. We could not get a refill on water. We couldn't get a refill salsa. It was the worst. And she was nowhere to be found either. So every 30 minutes, she would pop out, and she wouldn't even say anything. She'd just, like, fill some more water and then leave. And you'd be like, hey, can I get that hot sauce I asked for when my food was hot?
Yeah.
And, you know, oh, yeah, sorry, I forgot. I could not bring myself to give her less than 20%. I could not bring myself to give her less than 20%.
I know. It's ingrained in us from working in a restaurant.
I know. I'm such a – I just don't even take me out to eat. You know what the thing is? Here's the new thing. And this usually happens because I don't have any money, but here's the new thing. If you're going to take Brian out to eat, pay for him. And that way you can give a bad tip if there's bad service, and I don't feel guilty about it because I didn't know about it. You know what I'm saying? That's in the treaty.
That's a good...
Brian doesn't pay. Don't give Brian the check.
Yeah, let me write that down in the notebook.
Brian doesn't pay because he doesn't want to know how much you tipped. Mm-hmm. Brian never looks at the deal. So that's part of our treaty. If you're going to tip bad, make sure you do it by yourself. And it drives me crazy when we go out with people and they tip bad. It drives
me
crazy.
Me too. And I always like have to scramble to see if I have any cash to maybe supplement it or something.
Sometimes I'm like find myself like peeking.
Yeah,
you know? They bring the multiple folders and people are signing, and I'm like, what you got over there? Is that 20? Did you get 20%? Is that a 1 or a 7? I can't see that. Did you leave 1 or 7? Then sometimes I ask, what did you leave? You know, like I know what I should leave, but sometimes I'll go, what did you leave? And there's certain people in my own sphere, like friends, family sphere, where I definitely ask what they left. I don't care if I make them uncomfortable. I want to make them uncomfortable. I want them to know that they're being cheap ass clowns. So I go, hey, how much did you leave?
$10.
$10 on 400?
Yeah, man. What you think I'm made of money?
That's really bad.
No, but if you can afford $400 dinner,
right?
Then you can afford $80 tip. That's just the reality of it. You didn't know when you walked into the 5-star Michelin 3-star restaurant that you're going to be paying a big tip. Come on, man. And then so then sometimes I catch it soon enough where I can adjust my tip. Sometimes I'll scratch it out and be like, sorry about my asshole friend. Yeah. Here's his phone number. Please feel free to post it on 4chan. Thank you. Oh, good old 4chan. Doing good throughout the world. Speaking of cheapskates, there are a lot of people that are getting into, now that the economy feels like it might be taking a little bit of a turn.
It's constricting.
It's actually not constricting. It's added like another 500,000 jobs.
Feels like it's constricting.
It's really weird. It's a really weird economic time.
It feels like there's a squeeze going on, though.
There's a squeeze, but we don't know who it's
going
affecting.
Up.
Yeah. Prices are going up. Paychecks are going down. But we don't know anybody that's really affected by it yet. Like, I don't talk to people and they go, oh, I lost my job. I got laid off today. I talk to people and they're like, yeah, things are great. I bought a new Maserati. Maserati? How did you get that?
Not tipping.
I signed a multi-million dollar.
Tips.
Yeah, saving my tips. I got a multi-million dollar podcast contract. You have a podcast? No, I'm going to start one, but I got a multi-million dollar contract. I got a great agent. I suspect this is going to become more popular, even though I think it's really popular now. I think this is like an undercurrent of couponers out there, right? People who see an opportunity to get something for free or cheaper, and God bless them. That's the way they want to live their lives. God bless them. I can't be bothered to cut out coupons. That's just not my thing. Nor can I be bothered to bother everybody else in the checkout line. But if I see somebody with coupons, I move to the next line. I'm only doing self-checkout now, but when I was doing regular checkout, if I see someone with coupons, I'm moving on.
I don't even see people with paper coupons anymore, but I guess they have them.
Oh, I saw a lady the other day. I wasn't in the checkout line, but when I walked into the store, I saw a lady the other day and she had a whole folder, like an organization folder. That's way old school. But is it old school? Because there are lots of people who consider themselves extreme couponers.
True.
They're hoarding 55,000 bags of tropical Skittles for the end of the world because tropical Skittles are BOGO, and with an extra coupon, you can actually get the store to pay you to take it off their hands. It's crazy how this works.
It is. I've seen that before.
So there's this television show on TLC, of course.
Of course.
Where it's like a game. They see how much shit they can get for as close to zero as possible. And some of them will walk away with 17 shopping carts worth of shit. Shit you would never use or eat or taste or anything like that. Like condensed milk. You know, 30 pallets of condensed milk. Who uses condensed milk for anything? But they go and they put it in their basement and they save it for the end times. I'm not sure what's going on. But I saw one episode. This is like a Saturday morning TLC thing. You know, it's not something I watch in prime time. I just want everyone to know. There's not a prime time pick for Brian. This is a Saturday morning watching the kids. Oh, Extreme Couponers is on in the background. I saw one lady walk out with like 7 grocery carts worth of shit. And the grocery store had to pay her $122 to take it.
What?
Yeah, not even kidding. They go into the negative, and then they get cash back. They get a rebate right there at the drawer. Now, if I could do that, if I could find a way for the grocery store to give me $122 every time I walked in the door, I wouldn't be doing this stupid fucking podcast, I'll tell you right now. I would be Extreme Couponer, the coupon break.
Well, you might want to switch to it because you know you're going to put the kids out in the pool and cover it up as a bunker.
Yeah, they're going to need something to eat. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or do you have to feed them?
Condensed milk.
How often do you feed kids?
Once every other day? They're kind of like plants. Yeah. You know, whenever they start to wilt.
Oh, okay.
Then that you know you need to feed and water
I feed my
them.
Cactus like twice a month. So yeah. I think that's about right for the kids.
TCB.
Hey you, guess you. I hate to interrupt all the fun, but I just want to remind you that tcbpodcast.com is where you find all the audio and the video, plus you can contact us to get your free 21 EPM sticker. Just go to tcbpodcast.com, hit the contact us button, tell us you want a sticker, drop us your address, and off we go. Plus, you can write to us at 855-TCB-8383. That's 1-855-TCB-8383. For all of our international listeners, we'll pick up the toll. Go ahead and text us. If you have comments, questions, concerns, content ideas, we're taking them all at 855-TCB-8383. If you want to view the commercial break in a whole new light, go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak to see the fully edited episodes. You'll love it or your money back, I promise. While you're at it, hit us up on Instagram at The Commercial Break and TCB Live on TikTok. So let's take a minute to hear from our sponsors and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
TCB.
All right, I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do. And I found the teenage dream king of extreme couponing.
A teenager.
He's a teenager. He doesn't know what he's missing. He should be out chasing the ladies or the guys or whatever he's into. And you know what he's doing? He's sitting around cutting coupons.
Cutting coupons.
Yeah.
Who can tell me what is specialization? Cole? Let's put that stuff away.
What you're not seeing is that he's in a classroom right now. The teacher is trying to teach. Obviously, all of this very real with all the cameras in the room. He's trying to teach a class. Yeah. And Cole, we learn his name is cutting coupons in biology.
I need you to be with me here, okay?
When the boredom of the classroom gets too much, most school kids bunk off for the afternoon. But when Cole gets fed up with the three R's, he gets out his sharpest pair of scissors and cuts out his coupons.
Sharpest pair of scissors
and cuts his coupons.
Okay, so his name is Cole, age 17, location
Lebanon, Ohio.
Occupation student.
Student. 25% off Cole.
My name's Cole, and all my friends call me the Coupon Kid. Why most guys are out chasing girls at my age, I'm out chasing deals.
He's going in the dumpster diving.
Jeez, Cole, you're a handsome dude. Shouldn't you be panty diving or something?
Thing I won't do to save money. All right.
In fact, Cole never buys anything that doesn't guarantee him savings of at least 90% to ensure he never misses.
90%? Wow. What could you possibly be eating at the grocery store that you get 90% off that's at all good for you?
I know.
I'm telling you, it's condensed milk. That's what they're giving away for free. Condensed milk and, tropical dog poop flavored Skittles that didn't work out. Chocolate Skittles is basically what you're getting.
Special offer. He often goes shopping straight after school, which means keeping his hundreds of coupons inside his school locker.
We'll figure it out.
What are all of those?
They're my coupon stockpile. I gotta have extra.
Mom, we're gonna be late, guys.
Which school
coupons
did he go to?
Right. Something in Ohio.
Which school is not, both his arms not already in a cast? Why is Cole not in the locker? That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, he opened his locker, coupons came flying out.
And everybody was standing around watching it.
All right.
We're going to get attention from you.
I'm trying.
I think Cole's couponing is kind of weird and it's just a waste of time.
I think it's crazy. He's took it overboard. The couponing needs to stop.
While the rest of us are microdosing and smoking joints in the parking lot, Cole's got some coupon shit. I'm not really, I don't know about it, but I've been sleeping with his girlfriend for 6 months, so keep on couponing, Cole.
Yeah.
Completely open about my couponing. If you have questions about it, I'll answer it for you. If you think it's dumb, I'll tell you it's not. Don't forget the scissors.
Oh, yeah, that worked with my bullies in high school. I'm not a jerk.
As well as his schoolwork and two part-time jobs, Cole spends at least 12 hours a week couponing. But it's an exercise that's become a necessity for him and his family.
A year and a half ago, both my parents had to move for job opportunities. I had to do something to stay because I was getting ready for my senior year and I couldn't leave. I made a plea to some of my friends and my ex-girlfriend. Her family was willing to let me move in and open their home to me rent-free.
Your ex-girlfriend?
Whoa, that's
in high
a little
school?
Complicated.
Yeah. Wow, Lebanon, Ohio is a different place than Atlanta, Georgia. I didn't even get to have a girl in my room with the door open, let alone be living with my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, come move in with us.
Yeah, this sounds like an Ask TCB.
It does.
The situation was very awkward. We still aren't on great terms. Part of me thinks that it could have worked out if he hadn't moved in eventually. I don't know what's going to happen.
When I moved in, it was just a lot of bitter, angry. It's still like a work in progress, but his family has been a lifeline for me. So if anything that I can help them save on costs, I do.
At first, it's great, whatever, you have a couponing thing. Now it's become an obsession.
Yeah, but then why are you helping him do it?
I don't know.
Sitting at the kitchen table. How weird. How weird. The weirdest thing about this story isn't that there's a 17-year-old sitting around obsessing about coupons. Everyone's got something they obsess upon.
It's
the girlfriend.
The ex-girlfriend.
The ex-girlfriend, whose parents let him move into the ex-girlfriend's house.
Yeah.
How does that work out? When I had an ex-girlfriend in high school, yeah, I was melodramatic. I listened to a lot of Pearl Jam. Alice in Chains was taking me down. You know what I'm saying? A lot of Morrissey. I mean, what is this kid doing? I guess he's licking his wounds with coupons.
Yes.
But I can get free condensed milk.
Cole's obsession with bargain hunting has produced a stockpile that's taken over his bedroom in Abby's basement.
Okay, let's look and see what he has. So now we're in Cole's room, and there's a picture of all the things he stockpiled.
He's got diapers.
Fruit Loops, Apple Jacks, the pillar of any good diet. He's got Z Water, which is the most disgusting shit in the world. He's got diapers.
Yeah, diapers.
He's got conditioner. What is that up top? Air freshener? He's got 4,000 air fresheners? Cole, your ass stink that bad? Do you even have a car for those air fresheners?
This is my room that is also my stockpile. We have 6 people living in this house plus 3 people at my parents' house. So I got to keep it stocked so we don't run out.
No, God forbid we run out of Fruit Loops or conditioner.
Or diapers.
Yeah. No, you know, at the end of the world, you want your hair to be nice and shiny and slick.
Pile means he can contribute at meal times. Today, he's thrown together this ingenious dish called the 7-layer dip.
You never know what you're going to get.
Is he cutting up bologna?
He's cutting up bologna. He's putting prepackaged cheese. He's putting in mac and cheese and beans and making it into a 7-layer dip.
That's not a 7-layer dip.
But if someone invites me over to their house and the 7-layer dip has bologna in it, right. I'm talking,
baked beans.
I'm saying
baked
their name beans. On the commercial break. Baked beans. Who puts baked beans on a 7-layer dip?
Barbecue baked beans.
Chrissy, this kid is either the biggest badass that's ever lived on entire earth, or he's headed for a convalescent home. I'm not really sure.
The coupons, you just have to be available to try new things. All right, so I made dinner tonight. We made a nice little 7-layer dip. Everything in here came out of my stockpile. So here on the bottom, we have some beans. We added some barbecue sauce along with some bologna. Then we added some red beans and rice, quite a bit of cheese sauce. Then we added some salsa. All right, let's eat.
Healthy.
Oh!
Wow. Cole.
I got bubble gut just thinking about that.
I think I would be gone on Cole's dinner night.
There's 3 inches of cheese Tuesday? Sauce. Yeah.
I'm out. I've got plans. Late practice.
Yeah. Hey, Jenny, about your ex-boyfriend trouncing around this house, giving us all bad diarrhea. There's a reason why he needs to stockpile so much toilet paper. It doesn't have to do with his coupons. It has to do with all the shit we're making because he's putting cheese sauce straight into our anuses. He's trying to kill us, Jenny. He's trying to kill us.
I would decline to even try that.
I would not even look at it. No. It's making me sick just thinking about bologna, barbecue sauce, and cheese sauce together.
And red beans and rice.
I know. You know how I have an aversion to poop? Like anytime anybody poops, I get sick to my stomach. I think I would have a bigger aversion to cheese sauce, bologna, and barbecue sauce. Yes.
How was it?
That was good. That was all right.
That was good. That was all right. I'll be right back.
Through it.
I got to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. We'll muddle through somehow.
Abby and her family, plus his friend Jackie, help Cole prepare for his shopping trips. But Cole has very exacting standards, and sloppiness will not be tolerated.
Sloppiness
will not be tolerated.
I'm sorry, there's 2 kitchen tables worth of paper everywhere. How do you even... That doesn't seem like he's got a good system going on there.
No.
I'm here to spend in my Saturday nights clipping coupons.
You'll manage.
Cole is very particular when we're couponing. He wants things exactly in their place. If they go in the wrong binder slot, or if we drop coupons, the world is going to end. Cut the words off. Is that bad?
There's a pill for this.
Yeah. There's a pill for this. It's called Vicodin.
OCD medicine.
Yeah. There's a pill for this. It's called Xanax.
Yeah.
There's a pill for this. It's called ecstasy. Do it one time and your whole couponing life is going to change.
Exactly.
You're going to be like, what? What was I doing?
It's the expiration date. We can't use that one now.
Oh, sorry.
You got to be more careful with them.
While an ex-girlfriend...
Jeez. He's like lording over his ex-girlfriend. And he's got a friend there doing it too? You think they're like, they're in a threesome together? They're in a thruple?
Yeah, there's some reason she's sticking around.
Yes. It's probably not the coupons. But he's 17, so let's be ginger about how we talk about
it. May not be the ideal shopping companion. Cole needs all the help he can get today because his parents and brother are coming to pick up $700.
Oh, wow. We just got a picture of his family, his mom and dad. So now I understand why all the wanting to get away from the family.
Was worth of groceries that Cole plans to buy for $10 or less.
Traffic laws.
Better pull in straight.
So we have all of our coupons ready. We have all of our plans laid out. Abby and Jack, you're ready to go to the store with me.
Okay, you go that way. I go this way. You go down the middle.
I know. Everybody break. Go. Sound like the music they put behind this gives it such urgency. There's no urgency to the couponing that's going on.
And hopefully everything comes out as planned. All right, ready? Okay, so the first thing we're going to get is right up here.
Okay, how many?
We're going to get 36 boxes. 15, 16.
A Kleenex.
36 boxes of Kleenex.
A Kleenex.
Dude, go to Costco.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
they've
go
at least
to Costco.
Got it white, wrapped up.
Yeah, for sure. Number one. Number two is that the money that I would save does not outweigh the convenience of actually having space in my house to walk around.
That's
around
right.
Boxes and boxes of cheese sauce and Kleenex. I don't use Kleenex that much. Do you?
No.
It's like a paper towel or toilet paper will do. When I rarely need a Kleenex to blow my nose or wipe my mouth or whatever, I just go for something else.
Yeah.
No, I don't buy Kleenex separately.
No.
It's a ridiculous thing, Chrissy. Unless you get those little packages of Kleenexes. If you have a cold
purse.
Or something, you put them in your purse.
Mm-hmm. So these tissues,
they're good to wipe jizz off of people.
Yeah.
I don't know that, but somebody told me.
These are a fantastic deal. They're regularly $1.29 and they're on sale 10 for 10. I have a $1 off coupon, which is going to mean each one is free. 31.
I have no idea how that math worked, but sounds good to me.
Mm-mm.
Really?
Yes.
We got to the tissues, and Abby and Jackie have already started messing with me. This made me realize that the whole shopping trip was going to be a struggle.
What did you expect when you brought your ex-girlfriend? What did you expect when your mom and dad, when, you know, so your ex-girlfriend's mom and dad allowed you to move into the house, and now you've started this hobby with your ex-girlfriend and her friend, the three of you out shopping? You know what they're doing? They're flirting with you, but you're too worried about how many dollars you're going to save on Kleenex to realize that.
That's true.
7, 18, 21, 25,
6, 7, 9,
42, 10, 75. We tend to gang up on Cole just to make him mad or just to get under his skin.
All right.
We think it's fun. I don't think he feels so much.
We're going to get 63 of these soup to go bowls.
63?
63 soup to go.
I mean, I don't even think they have 63 on the shelf there.
No, they have to order those special.
Careful with them. Soup to go. Can't be throwing away that.
What's that?
Soup to go.
Soup to go. Cole's planning on spending a lot of lonely nights here at his ex-girlfriend's house while she's out getting late and partying. Yeah.
Careful not to bust them on the car. Careful. Are you guys even keeping count?
Nope.
All right. Everyone stop so I can count. Stop. I need to count. 8.
Jeez, Cole. Relax a little bit, bud. You're in high school.
It's soup to goes.
Yeah, you're not working at like Deutsche Bank putting out a billion dollar loan.
Rev down, Cole.
Mm-hmm. Rev down. Let's put that in the treaty. If you're an extreme couponer, don't get annoyed when other people get annoyed with your extreme couponing, because it is a pretty annoying thing to do.
Yeah. And they're helping you.
Yes. They're trying to help you, and you're upset because they're not doing it your way.
9, 10. Abby, stop.
Cole, relax.
Stop. Go stand over there.
Go stand over there? What are you? Cole is a monster in disguise. He's a monster.
He really is.
Seriously, go. Go. I was seriously done. I really needed all of these items for my family, and there was no time for joking.
No one needs soup to go. No one needs 63 soups to go for your family, Cole. Chill.
61. I need two more.
There you go.
Thank you.
Jeez.
Let's go on to the next
one.
We're getting 50 of the bologna. Great, there's lots of
boom,
50
boom, boom,
of the bologna.
Boom, boom, this is the bologna music. Boom, 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 boom. We're gonna buy some bologna. Boom, boom, boom.
Here. Make sure you count how many goes in this time, please. 14, 15, 16. And it works out great because the sausages that we need are right here, too.
Perfect.
Oh, that works out great. We just got 6,800 bolognese. And now the 6,800 sausages we need are right here. It's not even the good kind of bologna.
No.
This sausage is a great deal. Regularly $1.59 on sale 10 for 10.
What it's not a great deal on is your digestive system and your health.
I mean, I know Cole's young and youth. You always have youth on your side. But you can only eat like this for so long. In my estimation, 40 some odd years before you start to go downhill.
Coupon for $5 off any of this brand's products. So I'm going to get 5 of these with every coupon for absolutely free. Okay, so I think that's everything. So you guys ready for checkout?
I think so.
All right, let's go.
He's got like a caravan of
I know. He's got three grocery carts full of bologna, Kleenex, and sausages.
Soup to goes.
Two rather, good-looking young ladies right behind you.
Yes.
And the only thing that you're concerned about is counting your bolognese.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you should pay attention to some other sausage.
Silliness. Cole has filled 3 trolleys. Because the supermarket limits the number of coupons he can use, he'll have to split his goods into three separate transactions.
Oh my God, I'm already having a heart attack. I'm already having a stroke over this.
You ready for me?
I'm ready. How are you today?
Are you ready for me or I will kill you? I will tell you to go stand in the corner. I don't care. I'm Cole the Coupon King!
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks.
The $66. And climbing.
$66 worth of baloney.
Oh my God.
Your total right now is at $140.49. Do you have any coupons today?
You bet I do.
You asked my favorite question. Do I have any coupons today? Let me whip them out of my fanny pack.
All right.
It's coming down.
Getting there. All right. Brings you down to 29 cents.
I can handle that. Great.
Oh my God.
29 cents.
See, maybe I could live on bologna and sausages, but not the good kind, the bad kind. Maybe cheese sauce and black olives isn't so bad.
You'll need the Kleenex.
Yeah, I'll need the Kleenex to wipe my ass.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, transaction number two.
For the second one.
Here the soup to go.
Oh my God.
Your total is $183.72.
All right, let's bring that down a little.
All right, let's bring that down a little. I got a cold boner. Come on, baby.
Total's at $2.03.
You know, Cole, you could have bought that many. You could have bought just as many ramen noodles and paid the exact same amount of money. And at least ramen noodle is good.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what happened. I was expecting to pay less than a dollar, and the total is just above $2. I am about to have a nervous breakdown. This is... not good.
All
right.
Poor thing.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he needs to be on medication.
Yeah, he really does. He's all stressed out over paying $2 for food you'll never eat in the first place. Seems like Cole, maybe, and I don't know, I'm just guessing here, because we only know Cole for a minute, and we know very little about him, but the way he's treating these ladies when they don't do exactly what he wants, the fact that his parents just dropped him off at his ex-girlfriend's house and said, have a good life, and the fact that he's living at his ex-girlfriend's house and probably not having a good life, I think Cole's a little stressed out. Cole needs therapy.
The sound, it really was like life and death. I knew what I needed to spend, and every extra dollar that I have to spend is one less dollar that I can use towards my family. I'm going to recount all the items and make sure that all my coupons are matching up properly. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm going through the bags, and I discover that there was an extra soup in one of the bags. 20. 21, 22. There was one too many soups on the last.
See, he's going to return it.
It's all the girls' fault because they were throwing the soups in carelessly.
Transaction. That means that I paid an extra $1.67 over budget.
That mistake has cost Cole nearly $2 and he's not happy.
Really? Really? So important. This is why you watch
that
this.
That mistake has caused Cole.
This is why you watch this on a Saturday morning. Because only on a Saturday morning could you get worked up about the $2. Could you be convinced this is this serious?
There was one too many soups on the last transaction. Is there anything we can do to fix that?
We can refund that for you.
That would be great.
Although the refund has put him back on track, Cole has lost confidence in his assistants and his nerves are in shreds.
Someone catch me when I fall.
Your last transaction.
You know how I think sometimes we get obsessed with things that cover the real pain that's happening?
Yeah,
yes. Something's going
like
on.
Like stress cleaning.
Why are we being Dr. Phil right now? I don't understand.
He's stress couponing.
He's stress couponing. That's right.
$143.61.
All right, are you ready for my coupons?
Ready for your coupons.
Okay. Hot in here, just me.
All right. We actually owe you money.
Yes!
This is crazy. See, I told you they owe them money.
Mm-hmm. That is awesome.
We owe you $6.17 today.
That is awesome.
So he got all of that food he'll never use tissue papers he doesn't need and all that other stuff that is absolutely not necessary to life, and they paid him $4.50 for it. That's insane. Now, this is how the commercial break can start making money. If we can just convince the people out there to go cutting out coupons and shopping on our behalf and only send us the stuff we actually want, it'll be a win-win for both of us. Don't you agree out there?
Mm-hmm.
And you can keep the change. I don't care, as long as I get it for free. You have to handle the shipping, though.
Oh, good job.
That is fantastic.
Awesome. I've never seen that before.
I couldn't have dreamed of a better shopping trip than the store owing me money. My parents are in need of a lot of this stuff, so it was a great, successful shopping trip, and I'm really happy with it.
Kohl's record
for... Also, who puts their children in charge of this kind of work?
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
I know.
Like, hey, Kohl, you better get us some free cup of soups. I mean... Mommy's doing a lot of crying about daddy. I need some extra Kleenex. It's your responsibility, son. You're the man of the family.
Includes 58 packs of paper products, 63 pots of soup, and 130 packs of meat. The combined price of all three transactions was $667.82. But the store is actually paying him $5.52 to take everything home. With a shopping trip a success, Cole can't wait to see his family for the first time.
Wow, that is actually pretty good, I will say that. All right, Cole. You made your point. I understand. I get it. Still don't want to eat any of the stuff that you got, though. That's the problem. The toilet paper or the paper towels, that I get. If you can get that shit for free, but that's not how it works. You have to combine all of those offers and opportunities together. So whether you want the paper towels or not, or whether you want the bologna or not, you have to get the bologna in order to make the paper towels work. That's how it is.
That's
you
know
how I know this? Because I don't have a life, and on Saturday mornings, I just watch Extreme Couponing on TLC. You too can have a life like me and Cole. You know what you do? Go to tcbpodcast.com. Read more about Chrissy and I. Check out our shopping list. Cut some coupons and send them to tcbpodcast.com. Hit the contact us button. You can get your free 21 EPM sticker. We'll send it right to you with a special present. Hey, we were signing some of them. People asked us to autograph the stickers, and so we have. So if you have a special request, send it in at tcbpodcast.com. Hit the contact us button. All the audio, all the video, right there for you. One location. At the commercial break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok, and youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Fully edited episodes every single time they air here on the audio feed. I'd also like to remind you that if you're so inclined, text us 855-TCB-8383. That's 1-855-TCB-8383. Toll free from anywhere in the world. We'll pick up the charges. And so text us with your comments, questions, concerns, content ideas. Whatever you want to say to us, say it on the text message or via email. We love to hear from people.
Yeah, we've been getting some
of great feedback. We got Esther, Ellen, Chad, Dee. All of these people have been writing into us. This is just in the last day. All these people writing into us, telling us how wonderful we are. And listen, no one likes to get jerked off verbally more than Brian. So please, send it on in. And thank you for your wonderful comments and reviews on Apple and other places. Keep them coming. You can do us a favor by leaving us a review on Apple. It makes a huge difference in getting new audience to the front door. So please do us that favor. I just love this show and I love our fans, Chrissy.
I do too.
But no matter how much I love the show, there's only so much I can do today.
That's true, Brian.
Yes. So, I love you.
I love you.
I say best to you.
And best to you.
And I say best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.